Jukebox. Jukebox.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Dukebox. This is Cameron and I'm with Tom today, and we're here with the Bacon guys, Lucas, Esther, Federico and Leo, and yeah, we're just going to interview them and ask them a few questions. So, first question, just want you to explain what Bacon is and what you do.
So, Bacon is the school's science magazine. It's completely pupil-led. So, me and Federico are the main editors, and we've got Leo and Esther who are in charge of marketing for the magazine. So, we sent out an email earlier this term to get essay submissions. We've also got some submissions from the international schools, and we've got them edited them into the new magazine, yeah, pretty much.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. Welcome aboard DC-10 flight on 1313. We will be cruising at a height of 25,000 feet and airspeed of 600 miles per hour. Headphones will be provided on request for a varied program of in-flight music. Have a good flight.
Thank you.
So, like, in bacon, first of all, why is it called bacon? And also, like, what sort of... I know it's a science magazine, but what sort of, like, science does it cover?
Yeah, great question, Cameron. So, it's named Bacon after Sir Francis Bacon, who was a student at the college and then went on to study at Cambridge. And he was quite the scientist in his day. And it's also quite conveniently made up of different elements. So you've got barium, and then you've got copper. No, it's not copper.
Cobalt,
obviously. Cobalt and nitrogen in the title. And yeah, we've got a new mascot this year, the bacon mascot, which is...
which is on the screen right now.
On the screen, but obviously you can't see the screen. It's quite a nice mascot. And yeah, so the type of science that it covers is different in every edition. So the last edition, the one that we didn't edit, was the future of science, all about AI and different technological advances coming in the future. And this most recent edition is about science behind entertainment. So some of the essay titles have been to do with the science behind Interstellar, the physics behind Top Gun, Maverick's maneuvers in the sky, that kind of thing. Everything around entertainment. So yeah, quite a good topic, I think.
So what are your plans for future? Like, what do you want to do with bacon? And what are your plans for the rest of the year going forward?
All right, so at the moment, it's going to be printing off the final version of the Michaelmas 2025 magazine. And then we're going to look to find a new theme for Lent term. And again, getting other students to submit other articles to put in the new edition.
Yeah, so the articles we take are not just from Wellington College in the UK, but also from Bangkok and other places.
Yeah, we've got articles. In this edition, we've got, I think, 4 articles from Tianjin, one article from Bangkok, and one from Pune. So yeah, we've reached out to all of the international Wellington schools for submissions. Some gave us lots of submissions, some gave us
a few. This year, right?
Yeah, we've got lots. It's half as UK and half as international. So yeah, really good split this year.
Do you often get more than needed, so you have to cut down? Like, how would you choose which ones to keep and which ones to get rid of?
So we have a proofreading and marking kind of system of the essays. So we got about 10 to 15 essays from the UK, we got 10 to 15 essays submitted through the form that we sent out. And then we got another 20 plus from the international school. They're very eager. Yep. And then we proofread all of those just to make sure factually correct that
AI
kind of thing.
AI checked as well.
AI checked them all. Couple didn't pass. But we've got quite a lot of good essays, very good high standard of writing. And then we took it into our own hands, obviously, to graphic design, put them in the magazine.
And for anyone that might be wanting to apply for a position in the magazine as submitting an essay for any of the future ones, just know that it's like lots of competition. So take your time with the essay as well as not using as much AI, because definitely anything over a certain percentage is cut out instantly.
Yeah. We said anything over like 60% was too much AI. And then we also had Is it real? Is for the next edition, if you're planning on entering, is make sure you pick a very original topic, because we got multiple this time on the same topic, and obviously both of them can't get into the magazine. And although they were both good essays, we could only fit one on one topic. So find something original that you're interested in and write a great non-AI essay on that. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, that's really cool. I know we just got like the 4 of you today, but how many people actually do Bacon Magazine? And could you guys also explain like what your roles are individually, please?
I think there's about 12 of us, maybe. Yeah. And so we've got the main editors, me and Federico, but also we do the main graphic design overseeing. And then we've got Esther and Leo are in charge of marketing.
Yeah.
But also Esther's done lots of brilliant help in the graphic design in the magazine. And then we've got
some key players, Alex Chan.
Alex Chan has been crucial in making the essay. Honestly, he's been vital in the production. He's done proofreading. And then we've got, our proofreading team, Eton, Andrew Long and Don Bellew have been absolutely great, brilliant for helping us with this magazine. Yeah, couldn't have done it without them. Nobody does it better. Makes me feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you.
Member of the Bacon, it's not compulsory to write an essay, but if we want to write an essay, it is possible for us to put it in, because there's a form that we send out in terms of every theme that we put out for the magazine. I was actually trying to write a magazine myself as well, because I feel like it's a very nice opportunity to explore if there's any interest to science topics that we want to investigate also, but it's not compulsory.
Yeah, adding on to what Esther said, yeah, if you're in the team, you can obviously submit to the competition, but it's not 100% you're going to get in. It's the same judgment kind of for anybody, no matter if you're like the best friend of the editor or whatever. So yeah, very fair.
Wouldn't that be fair? Wouldn't that be fair? Baby, baby. Baby, baby.
Now dance.
Okay.
process be from you going from scratch to making the full magazine done and sending it out?
All right, so at the very first meeting, we brainstormed any ideas of what would get people to write essays for us. And I think the main idea came from me and Max, Science and Entertainment, which we thought was going to get the most submissions in. And after that, we prepared a couple of advertisement emails that was mainly done by Leo and Esther, which got people around college to talk about the magazine and possibly start thinking about getting the essays in. Finally, we let the students who were interested fill out a form with their essay, Once we approved that, then they would send us an email. And once we got the essays, we would proofread them, mark them, decide which ones we put in, and then slap them into a Canva.
Yeah, and there's on top of the just editing the magazine and putting the actual text in, another key part of it was, for me and Federico definitely, was whilst we were waiting for the essays to be submitted, obviously Leo and Esther were crucial in making the emails and sending out the marketing and getting Esther kind of around the school, around the school. And then me and Federico definitely did the design of the front cover, back cover, that kind of thing, made the general template for the pages, contents page, puzzles page.
Genius girl, I want the science fair. I wear a white lab coat, DNA strands in my hair. When I come, the human being, it will want to hold my hand. When I come, the human being, it will be a member of my man. Scientific method girl, the theorems speak to me. Microscope is in my hand. Times one, times two, times three. When I come, a human being, it will want to hold my hand. When I come, a human being, it will be a member of my band. Turn the Bunsen burner on.
creation comes alive.
I have hope, no human being, and it's here, and holds my hand.
Yeah, we also have some really fun games, which will also be potential shout-outs for prizes.
Incredible games.
Incredible. So we have Where's Wally version of Where's Bacon? So
yeah,
our mascot, there's five levels of hardness. One, which we're pretty sure is impossible. No one will find it. But there's five bacons in an image. And if you find all of them, you win.
If you find that bacon, honestly. Yeah.
There's one... crossword, is it?
Yeah, crossword. Yeah, we've got a crossword bacon. With some brilliant... And we've got a word search with some brilliant ones.
So we have two truths and a lie now for everyone who's here today. So first round, I'm not going to have to, if I could disconnect from the screen quickly, so we need the answers. No cheating. Yeah. They're all science themed, of course. So the first question, round one, is animal themed. So number one, bananas are naturally radioactive. Number two, octopuses have 9 brains. And number three, there's a species of frog that can photosynthesize like a plant. Which one's the lie?
Is this a question for everyone?
Pretty sure the bananas one is true.
Yeah.
I'd say the octopus one is probably my lie. Seems quite unrealistic to have 9 brains. They do have a lot of arms.
But also it's mainly plants you photosynthesize, so I think it's a frog one that's a lie.
Conflict.
Okay, so guys, we're looking at
final answer. We need it's 10-second countdown actually.
I would go with
the frogs being the lie.
Frogs.
That's correct. Round two, space round. Space smells like burnt steak, according to astronauts. There's a planet made entirely out of diamonds. The Great Wall of China is the only man-made object visible from space.
I think that you can see other man-made objects from space, probably.
Yeah.
Surely you can see
Surely like the pyramids, right?
Yeah. No, probably not.
I reckon.
No?
Space smells like burnt steak, you reckon, astronauts?
It could be. Okay. I don't think space would smell like anything, would it?
I don't think people can smell space, though. They've got a helmet on, so they can't actually smell. So I think
I'm not sure if you've been to the talk on Monday, but
sadly, I wasn't able to go.
Yeah, it's the one I organised, but actually the speaker told us that since they can't really change the air inside the International Space Station, it does smell really bad. So I think that's a truth.
What are we going with, guys?
That could be true.
Okay, so guys, what are we thinking then? Are you thinking Great Wall of China's true?
What was the second one again, sorry?
There's a planet made entirely of diamonds.
That seems kind of implausible.
That seems realistic, but I think that most people would try and get there.
Diamonds, really?
What's it like, guys? Come on.
No, surely it'd be see-through.
I think
if it was all diamonds, it'd be see-through.
Because if you think about it,
we can't see through a planet, we wouldn't be able to see it, so it's clear.
Is the, like, all planets have like layers, you know, so it can't be all the same material. That's what
I
think.
Yeah, I didn't think that's
true.
So, what are you going with for the lie?
I think the diamond one.
I think the diamond one.
So it's number three. The Great Wall of China is only man-made object visible from space. There's many other things that are visible. So.
Once upon a time, somebody ran. Somebody ran away, singing as fast as I can. I got to go. I got to go. Once upon a time, we fell apart. You're holding in your hands the two halves of my heart.
Three. Human body, your stomach replaces its entire lining every few days. You actually have more bacteria cells in your body than human cells, and goldfish have a 3-second memory.
I think
it has to be the first one.
It could be the stomach one.
Yeah.
Stomach.
Although it could be the goldfish could have like a 4-second memory and that could just be
too much. What do you think, guys?
I think that's the
lie, guys.
I'm going to go with the first one.
Yeah, same.
First one. Quick look in that one.
Incorrect.
Oh, I told you it was the last one, guys.
the goldfish can remember for up to a week.
Really?
That's a common misconception, right?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Fact checked, by the way.
Okay. By the proofreaders.
Physics and chemistry. Hot water can freeze faster than cold water. Glass is technically a very slow-moving liquid. Absolute zero is the coldest temperature in the universe.
Absolute zero is true.
Yeah.
And I think the glass one could be true, because it is just melted liquid that's frozen.
It's melted sand, isn't it? Or
something like that. Yeah, like sand that's melted, that's frozen.
No, we're 1 for 3. We're going to get this correct.
I honestly can see it going anyway.
I can see the glass being true.
But how can hot water become frozen?
That's true.
That doesn't make sense.
I think maybe you can change.
Maybe it's more energy.
Kinetic energy and all that.
The change in energy is
it's greater, yeah.
Okay, question option one is that hot water can freeze faster than cold water in certain conditions.
I think
that has to be true. Okay, so that's true.
We're going
to
go with B.
Wait, what was B again?
Glass, slow-moving liquid.
I don't think that the third one is right. What was the third one again?
No, the third one's definitely absolute zero is the coldest.
That's correct.
Oh.
Right. Okay, we can say B, but I have a feeling it might be C, but I might be wrong.
So what's it like, guys?
We're locking B.
It's true. It's common. Yeah. Glass is actually an amorphous solid. Yeah.
Learn something every day.
So basically, it's not a solid.
Shut up.
That's the end of the quiz, guys. Thank you for playing.
Please, 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 please
thanks for coming on to the show.
It's been a pleasure speaking to you, hearing about Bacon, and I wish you the very best.
Thank you, guys. Just to be clear, next time when we release the entries for Bacon Magazine, if you sign up, the faster you sign up, the faster we'll read your essay, and maybe the more likely it will be to be in the magazine, because the final ones don't have as much reading time. There's probably some less time on those ones. So sign up. There's monetary prizes for the people who best articles.
Yeah,
prizes, yeah. Huge.
Don't want to miss out on that, guys.
We're up to
£5.
£10.
£10 maximum winning.
£5 minimum.
Yeah, £5 minimum winning. But you're not guaranteed to win if you enter there. Because, you know, it's a big competition.
Thank you, Cameron. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you so much, honestly.
It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for listening. You don't know how lovely you are. I had to find you, tell you I need you, tell you I set you apart.
Cliff will not sing the bacon song, guys.
No, you are.
Not me.
Introduce the bacon song.
No.
No, I'm not. Actually.
Okay, so Leo is going to sing the bacon song now. So, go on, bacon.
Bacon. Bacon, 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 bacon.
Lovely song.